Alex, it's Chris Rocket from PromoteYourMusic.net, and I know that music E is not a actual word, but it kind of fit for the topic of this video. So this is the music marketing podcast thing from PromoteYourMusic.net. I'm Chris Rocket, and this one is all about fishing for music fans. Gotta catch them all. It's been a couple of days since my last video, so I wanted to talk to you guys about a really cool concept that should hopefully change your mindset if you sometimes find music marketing a little bit dull. The idea is that you set up a series of fishing poles all over the internet that keep on catching new fans for many years to come, even if you ease back on the music promotion. The fishing poles are simply a series of web properties that you're continually posting out online, which include some kind of bait to bring people back to your email sign-up page and your mailing list. I really love the idea of spending an hour a day creating something that will be a constant source of new fans for years to come. It's like leverage, piling it on, piling it on. And even if each of the fishing poles only catches a couple of fans per week, you can see that over time, as you add more and more, this will become a valuable asset for you. The other great thing about this concept is that you spread your risk. So if one of your poles gets swept upstream by a massive gust of wind or whatever, I don't know if this metaphor is stretching a bit far now, but anyway, if one of your fishing poles or your web properties gets killed or, you know, gets taken offline, then you've got a whole bunch of others to back you up. Here are a few examples of fishing poles that you can go on a little fishing trip straight away. Number one, blog posts about up-and-coming acts. The more popular they get, the more press they get, the more traffic this will bring to your site to read about what you said about them, and then you can kind of like sort of do the fan switch and say, you know, get some free music about this, about my music as well. The next one is music reviews and features posted to Ezine Articles. Other websites use this site, ezinearticles.com, to find content. So if your article becomes popular, it can bring in some nice big fish. So make sure you post a link back to your own site on your article. Guest posts on highly respected blogs. These sites have a good ranking power in Google, so this can be another nice source of traffic for your email sign up and your email list. Cover versions that you post to YouTube. As people start to search for the original song, they'll come across your version, you know, hopefully make a good comment and appreciate that you did your own version of it. And your free music offer page. Bloggers and fans and stuff like to send people to your free music offer page to say, you know, this band's cool, go and check them out, you can get some free music. So they're your fishing poles you can start to use right away. If you've not been fishing yet, try this. This is a little example of something that I posted out a couple of years ago that still brings me in new fans today. So first thing is, I set up a 7-song package into a mini album. The idea was to give away resale rights to anyone who downloaded it so that they could sell it on and make some money for themselves. If you want to make something spread and go viral, it's best to add a little bit of an incentive. So that's what I was trying to do there. The next thing is I zipped it up into a .zip file and included the mini album plus a HTML page, which was simply my email sign-up form. I called this page the README file because people usually open the README file for some reason. It's like a hypnotic thing. Finally, I approached music bloggers and other websites related to what I do and let them know that they could sell the album, give it away as a freebie, or give it away as an incentive to like get people to join their own list, as long as they kept the download file intact, because you want to make sure that, you know, your links stay in there and all that good stuff. So next, the results. The music I gave away was good because I approached highly targeted music websites, they started to use the album as I intended, giving it away and even selling it for low cost in some cases. The best thing about these new fans is that they're already conditioned to like the music because they made the effort to follow up and join my list. Plus, some of them even paid for the album, and proven music buyers are the best possible people you can have on your mailing list. This post has given you some examples of bait you can use that will drip feed new fans into your gang for many years to come without too much effort. So what are you going to do today to put some fishing poles out there and set up your fishing trip and get some bait and all that good stuff? Let me know, Chris at PromoteYourMusic.net, if you've got any questions. That's it for today, guys. Hope that helped you. You know, it's a way to kind of pile up and build up the blocks of your marketing over time and get, you know, constant streams of traffic coming in. So hope that helped. Anyway, rambling now, so I'm going to leave it there. I'll speak to you guys soon.